anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us this hour is Jasmine, the dog trainer out of Tampa Bay, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions. You can give us a call at 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better treat for your cats than Lick and Lap. And it is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Don't forget good pet food supplements and treats giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS in the box and save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Go to our website, TalkinPets.com, click on Listen Live. You can also go on pound 250 on your smartphone. And also on that, Alexa, CRN4, tune in. But right now, this is Talkin' Pets, and we have a special guest, the host of Hoarders, that's going to be joining us. This is Talkin' Pets. And pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. The number is 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk pets.
Y'all sell everything must go. Getting rid of what no longer serves me. Throw it out, make room to grow. All that trash from the past can no longer hurt me.
A&E Hoarders Star has rescued thousands of people and animals from extreme hoarding disasters. When a home is drowning in things, the quietest cries from those who can't speak at all. That's Brandon Prana. We're going to be talking with him. He is from A&E, and he's also streaming on Netflix, by the way, the show Hoarders. You can check him out there, but now you can check him out here on Talkin' Pets, and I want to welcome him on to the program, Brandon Prana. Hey, Brandon, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
We're doing wonderful. I want to introduce you in the studio here with me, Kayla.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And then, of course, all of America. So where are you right now?
Well, actually, at the very moment, I'm in the Virgin Islands.
Where at?
I'm in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, well, that must be nice.
Yeah, I'm on vacation, but you guys are so important. I took a moment to join you, so I'm very fortunate and blessed to be a part of the show today.
Are you out? Thank you for that. Are you out laying by the pool in your man shorts?
Nope, not the Speedos, but I'm definitely in a man shorts.
So how's the weather in the Virgin Islands right now? Beautiful?
Oh, it's quite fine. I mean, it's really nice. It's a little rainy today, but other than that, it's beautiful here. It's a beautiful island. The people here are very nice and very friendly, and I'm just really trying to enjoy my vacay with the family and so forth.
So you do the show Hoarders, and everybody knows you from there at A&E, and it also streams on Netflix. But your company is Life Cycle Transitions. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, well, we're a transition company. We help clients that are in transition. People contact us because something happened, something's going to happen, or something needs to happen, and we've created a umbrella wraparound service that's designed to transitionary needs for clients. In a lot of ways, I tell clients, you know, that we help them get their home together so that we can help them live a life that's a lot more meaningful and healthy in their environment. As we age, as we change, so does our home, and it's our job to help clients adapt in those environments.
So I've seen your show Hoarders, of course. Many people have across the country, and it is quite disheartening when you look at the materialistic things that people hold on to in their homes to the point that you can't even move around in a house.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a mental health thing. And a lot of times people ask me, how do people do that? How do people live like that? Well, it's a lot easier than complicated. You know, when people experience head injuries or trauma or loss of some sort, you know, there's a trigger that often happens where they want to hold on to things. And a lot of times it's memories and it's people, it's sentimental things that alter their decision-making process. And over a period of time, they can get themselves into some pretty precarious situations.
So this also involves not only the people that are living in the house, but obviously the animals that are in the house as well. And it could be one dog, one cat, or whatever. And that mess makes it difficult for the animals as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when, you know, in these particular environments, it's not just the people that we worry about rescuing. It's the people that can, it's the animals that can't communicate, that don't have the ability to get a luggage and pack up their things and leave. They're sort of suffering in silence in the thick of all this. And that always breaks my heart.
You know, it's funny because I think when there's times where I'm running around myself and I've got three rescue cats and I get worried about making sure they're all out of, because I keep my bedrooms closed during the day and, you know, they have run of the rest of the house. But I think, did I lock them in a bedroom? I have to look for them in there, you know, and it's like, I don't have things laying all over the floor. But some of these locations that I've seen on Hoarders on A&E are pretty amazing, that I don't even know how people would even find their animals if they were looking for them.
Well, majority of the time, you know, that is an issue. I mean, especially when you have them in an abundancy. And most of the time, a lot of times, a client that has hoarding tendency may have 8 or 9 or 20 or even more pets. And those are the ones that are very, very, very painful to watch. But definitely, you know, these, you know, at-rescue situations when, you know, you have feral cats involved can be very demanding. We've experienced hundreds of them where animal control has to get involved, and it's so complicated because there's a lot of hiding places.
You know, we recently talked with good friends of the show here in Talkin' Pets. We've been doing the show for 35 years now, and Animal Victory I work with quite a bit on different things. But they're always reporting where, you know, when you talk about a hoarder, I think most people think hoarder, newspapers, materialistic things, boxes, toys, all kinds of things like that. But hoarders are also ones that hoard pets, and we've heard many horror stories about that. So would you say the category of an animal hoarder is pretty similar to that of someone that goes through materialistic things?
Yeah, but it's a lot more complicated. In fact, it's the most complicated case for a lot of experts and cleanup companies to deal with, because you have to diagnose the symptoms, the characteristics, the traits. You got to get deep into the psychosis of things and try to figure out, you know, what are they doing, why are they doing it, and how are they doing it. And, you know, is holding on to an abundancy of animals a situation or a trait that maybe people who hadn't gotten enough love growing up, or maybe feel the more animals they can care for, the more important their role is in life, or maybe the more animals they care for, the more love they're able to give to these animals that they feel won't otherwise get it. There's a lot of different areas that you can go into trying to figure out the psychosis.
We got to go to a little break. Don't go away. We're speaking with Brandon Brana. And if you have a question or a comment regarding A&E Hoarders, that's his show, and what we're talking about, you're welcome to give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Brandon, you got a little bit of time during this break to sip on that pina colada, and we'll be right back to you in the Virgin Islands. So don't go away, everybody. This is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Thank you. Boxes piled high like skyscrapers. Heavy rooms filled to the brim. In the walls, stuff started caving in. Because you took so much from me. I loved all pieces of things. When you left, I slammed the door. I built a hoarder's coat of armor around my heart.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Brandon Brana from A&E's Hoarders. And Brandon, so I wanted to ask you, kind of like goes along with that song too, is do you think that, like, I know you said people become hoarders because of emotional or loss and so on and so forth, but do you, what do you think the biggest problem is that somebody would start hoarding?
Well, I mean, and that's a loaded question. I've done over 7,000 transitions across the country, and I can't tell you that they're, that, you know, every situation, you know, is similar. Some of them are so unique in that one instance in one person's life or something that happens can sort of shape and change the course for forever. You know, there's been situations where people who never had exhibited any hoarding tendencies when they were younger, they're this isn't how we grew up. In fact, they were the exact opposite. So from being a minimalist, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens, and now all of a sudden you can't let anything go. And then, you know, you look at the other end of the spectrum of the person who is incredibly neat, you can eat off the floors. You know, some, you know, there's some mental health involved in that also. But in hoarding, you know, it can be, you know, a loss, like I said, a head injury. It can also be situations where a person sort of feels like the items that they purchase insulates them from the outside world, especially if there was, like, you know, sexual abuse involved. You know, a cluttered home allows them to feel like there's a barrier between them and the outside world that can ultimately hurt them.
So what about when they're animal hoarders, like we were talking about, and they've got like 100, 200 animals in their home? And the thing that gets me is the fact that I understand maybe they have a big heart and they don't want to see the animal outside, or they don't want to take it to a shelter thinking that it's going to be, you know, put to sleep or anything of that aspect. So they think it's better off with them at their home. But do they not understand? Do they not see that these animals are not getting food or medical care? Some of them are dying. Some of them are emaciated. I mean, what? Where is their head at with that?
It's in different places. You know, there are scenarios where, you know, the same animal shelter experts and rescuers that rescue these animals, you know, start hoarding the animals. You know, I've had a case, you know, at one point recently where the person worked, and I can't really specify where, but, you know, they were an animal rescuer, and they were involved with, you know, rescuing animals from, you know, various shelters across the state. And then all of a sudden, you know, when things sort of, all these agencies kept wondering why this particular person had so many animals and was being able to place so many. But when he found it, the daughter contacted us and contacted them and said, look, stop giving my mother these animals, because they, you know, they can't take care of them. And they just kept doing it and kept doing it. And eventually, once, you know, something occurred and, you know, the mother got injured, you know, it was discovered that she had, you know, 75 Rottweilers, you know. So it happens. It happens very quickly.
And how do you, as being an expert, and I know you have a staff of like 200 experts with you, and I guess which includes cleaners and haulers and carpenters and realtors and healthcare service providers, also child welfare providers, which Kayla here in the studio, that's what she does full time, and animal welfare providers, mental health practitioners. Do these people that are maybe hoarding animals, for instance, do you help them with these people, and how do you go about doing that? Because, you know, some people don't necessarily think they need it.
Well, I mean, a lot of them don't. I mean, it's rare for us to get a phone call and someone to self-identify themselves as a hoarder and say, hey, I'm a hoarder. And usually when they do that, it's after many, many years, or after many years of therapy with a good therapist, that they get to that point of realization that they believe and they've accepted and acknowledged the fact that this is their disorder and they're prepared to address it. Most of the time, people don't see the wrong in their ways. They don't see the flaws. They don't see the idiosyncrasies. They don't see a lot of things until someone else is involved, which is why hoarding has a major component with isolation. And that's a triggering factor, because if you're isolated, how are you going to know that you have some mental health issues? How are you going to know that you're not doing well? How are you going to know that you're suffering? Usually the outside world is your soundboard towards being able to realistically tell you things about yourself that maybe you yourself can't self-identify. That's why the therapist is a therapy. That's why we have a mental health division to help basically be that soundboard of reasoning to talk to these clients about these situations in a loving, compassionate way that doesn't feel judgmental.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that kind of... if you try to judge somebody, they kind of want to close the door on you because they don't want to accept the fact that they need help when they do, but they don't think they do. So it's great that you have a staff of experts like that, you know, work with you. And is that all through your company, Life Cycle Transitions, or is that part of your show, Hoarders?
Yes, it's all through the company. I mean, we've been in business now 17 years. We're in 44 states and counting, and a lot of what we do and how we do has been precipitated based on the landscape. You know, our clients were the reason why we went into the mental health of things. It was the reason why we ended up offering the mold remediation, the therapy, the real estate division, the home care division, is because the demand of these situations and how complex they were, we either walked away and said, unfortunately, go to Google, or we rose our hand and said, you know, this isn't in our wheelhouse, so let's work towards building something collaboratively that's special and unique. And that's what we did.
So I want to ask you, do you have a little more time to spend with this? Or I know you're on vacation in the Virgin Islands, but can you stay on with this, or do you have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, we're going to. I'll stay on.
Great. We're talking with Brandon Brana. If you've got a question or a comment, we welcome them on. Once again, the number is 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer. Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we want to hear from you guys. If you've got a question or a comment, maybe you know someone that is an animal hoarder, even if they're a materialistic hoarder and you can't even walk in their front door, and you want to ask Brandon for advice or you have questions. We open that up to you, of course. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You can find Brandon's show, Hoarders, on A&E. You can also find it streaming on Netflix. So check it out there. And when we come back, I'm going to find out, too, how you can reach Brandon through Life Cycle Transitions. So stay tuned for more. This is Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about hoarders.
Somebody, you can call on me. You can stop the tears from falling down.
Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125, 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center.
If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And when I was 15, we would visit these hoarders once a month for our church. And we would just go in and hold our breath for like an hour. Just standing there. The first thing you do when you go into a hoarder's house is you play a game, which is, what is a chair? Looking at the piles of things. Is that a chair right there? No? Not a chair? What about that pile right over there? Is that a chair? Not a chair? Oh, you guys are good at what is a chair? This is not easy. I would have sworn that was it's a body. Okay. Rest in peace, buddy. My dad one time said we should sit down. And so he starts moving the hoarder's stuff. And, of course, they're kind of freaking out. Why are you touching our bus passes from 1986? Because we're cataloged by month. And he just moves them all, and he found a chair. He was good at the game. Found one chair. He didn't find two. So 15-year-old Steve is now awkwardly trying to find a chair. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll find a chair real quick. Why is that sticky, by the way? Why is that wet? Everything I touched, I regretted touching. My dad sees me getting more and more awkward over here, and he's like, Steve, quit doing that. Just come over here and sit on my knee. Huh? Sit on my knee. That's a good idea. So I sat on my dad's knee. He bounced me just a little bit. I felt better. I was colicky, apparently. Just that little motion. Feels good. It's totally ridiculous. A cat that they were holding prisoner just wanders through the rubble. He hops up on my dad's other knee. The last seat in the house. The cat took it. And promptly vomited on my dad's knee. Didn't even waste any time. The cat was like, it smells normal here. I'll fix it. Welcome to the hoarder's house. So we're sitting there with cat barf on the knee and expecting the hoarders to freak out. If you've ever been at someone's house.
The Humane Society of Missouri, otherwise known as HSMO, rescued over 200 dogs from one home. The organization's Animal Cruelty Task Force rescued 211 dogs from a home in Christian County, Missouri. Some of the rescued canines were puppies. All of the dogs were small breeds, including Shih Tzus and Chihuahuas. The organization was informed of the situation through local law enforcement and negotiated with the owner to surrender the dogs. It is clear that many of the dogs are malnourished and are suffering from infestations and skin issues due to neglect. The dogs have been taken to organization headquarters in St. Louis for treatment. These dogs lived in horrific conditions, and had we not intervened, it is clear that they would have continued to suffer. We are relieved that through careful negotiations, we were able to rescue these animals from such dangerous and heartbreaking situations, said the president of HSMO, Kathy Warnick. The police were notified of the situation after a citizen expressed concern, per the Springfield News leader. The rescue continued on Thursday, July 31st, when more animals, including cats and birds, were found in the residence. It is unclear whether the homeowners or a couple will be charged. Cole told the Springfield News leader that the decision is up to the Christian County prosecutor. The Humane Society Ella Frank detailed the rescue to Fox 2 Now, saying it started with 50, then 100, and the numbers kept growing. By late afternoon, 80 dogs filled with one of our big rescue trailers, with another 60 brought in after. Frank added that the home contained high ammonia levels, extreme heat, and feces. Now HSMO is urging the community to donate towels, blankets, and newspapers. The organization is also waiving certain adoption fees to accommodate the rescued dogs. The size of the rescue will put a strain on the already crowded shelter, and we are asking for help from the public through donations of towels, blankets, and newspapers. We are also waiving adoption fees for all dogs over 35 pounds to make room for the rescued pups. The Springfield News leader reported that the rescued dogs will be available for adoption on a case-by-case basis. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You know, every day a dog dies. They're not meant to live long lives. The sweetest of animals to enter this earth. They're so loyal to us humans. Time spent since their birth is dedicated to the loyalty and bringing us joy. And in return we give back when they bring us a toy. That's why it breaks my heart to see a dog get returned to a shelter or a foster. Got to stop people, learn, do your research. Make the process slow, take it steady and be confident. And success will make its way when you're ready. So why even get a dog just to take it back? Already the shelters need some help and that just makes them packed. Imagine falling in love, you'll put no one above. Okay. But still they kick you out, take your heart, and then they make a crack. What? Let's try to make a pact. Okay. And put this in our right mind. Adopt only for a lifetime. Yeah.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Brandon Brana. He is the host of A&E's show called Hoarders. You can find it on A&E or you can find it on streaming on Netflix. So check it out. I wanted to ask you, Brandon, life cycle transitions, is there a website or do you supply like a phone number for people that are listening across the country that may want to reach out to you?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's lifecycletransitions.com, and they can also reach us at 877-273-7810. We're also on Instagram at the Life Transition Expert also. So it's, we're readily available anytime your viewers or listeners are looking for assistance with transitioning in and out of their home or considering alternative living options.
Can you give me that phone number one more time? Because even myself, I didn't have a pen in my hand, so.
No worries. 877-273-7810.
So it's 877-273-7810 if you want to contact Brandon at Life Cycle Transitions, or you can go to his website, lifecycletransitions.com. Now, that story I read about in Missouri, that just happened, where 211 animals and more, because there were cats and birds also involved. So, again, Brandon, does a person start with one dog and then all of a sudden just think that they can go for two dogs and then five dogs? And I guess they just don't see that it gets out of hand.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's almost like, if you were to be a parent, for example, and you became a really good parent with one kid, you know, a couple of me decide, okay, let's try a second kid, and then the third kid. Well, the third one turned out right, and still fourth. Well, I mean, I think that it's a similar approach initially with animal hoarding, where people do feel that, you know, they're really good at what they do, they're very passionate, very loving, they really do care about the animal, and they feel that there's a lot of love to offer those who those animals that require it. They're almost like bleeding hearts. If you're a social worker, for example, wanting to help everyone, well, these individuals, I think, go into most of these situations with good intentions.
You know, just like you see it, and we hear it all the time here on the show, and a lot of other people that we deal with in terms of animal hoarding, that, you know, these people live in homes full of feces and smell, and and they just feel that that's the way of life. And again, I can't say enough, if people like this want to reach out to you, Brandon, again, the number, if you want to call, is 877-273-7810, or just go to lifecycletransitions.com. That's his website. So in ending here, so you can enjoy your pool time in that, what do you have in your hand? Is it a Mai Tai or is it a pina colada?
It's a strawberry margarita.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
What else could it be?
You know, everybody needs that time away to recycle and refresh. But what would you say to people now, like, so that they don't follow that line of becoming known as a hoarder? Like, what is that sign that they need to pay attention to?
Well, one, you want to pay attention to the care of the animals. Are you caring for these animals properly? You know, do you have the means, the resources, and the flexibility to care for these animals? Or are you thinking that you're somehow cloning yourself to do one task 3,200 times or whatever the case may be? The second thing would be if you find yourself overwhelmed with the one, two, or three, and four, is to really start looking for getting help. I think the hardest part about this particular level of hoarding, or trait of hoarding, rather, is that they feel like they're abandoning the animal, you know, and they feel like if they don't care for this particular animal, then they're going to get put down. Time after time after time, I've heard that scenario, you know, basically rewind over and over, where if I don't take care of this animal or these animals, they're going to put them down. And that's not true. I mean, these programs that exist for a reason, and they're there to help, you know, house these animals, home these animals, find places and put people that really want to give that one-on-one love that animal deserves. And let's face it, if you got 75 or 100 pets, how are you able to give 75 animals an equal amount of attention than maybe one or two owners can do? It's kind of selfish in a lot of regards.
That's so I've seen people that have like 20 to 30 animals and they're, you know, they are cleaning up after them and stuff, but that's my thing, is how are you giving them that individual attention? So yes, you are taking them to the vet, you're cleaning up after them, but you know, they're not getting that one-on-one attention that we would typically expect to give a pet and that they deserve, you know. So I think sometimes that's part of an issue where somebody's like, well, I am taking care of these animals, but you're not giving them what they need, even though they're not living in an unclean environment and they're getting vet care.
Well, Brandon, I want to thank you for joining us here, from A&E's Hoarders, and, enjoy your vacation out there in the Virgin Islands, and, well, I wish I could just hop on a plane and join you with
right. That
margarita.
Are we invited? Are we in the save a daiquiri for me?
Come, guys, come. I'll get the daiquiri machine going for you.
There you go. Well, I hope we stay in touch, because it's always good to talk about this subject, because it's a very important subject to talk about. So, again, you could check out Brandon on Hoarders on A&E or streaming on Netflix. Enjoy your vacation, and thanks for spending some of it with us.
No worries. Thank you all.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks.
That's Brandon. Again, check it out. A&E's Hoarders, and also on Netflix, streaming on there too. And you'll learn a lot, and you're probably going to be gasping a lot as well. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
I'm the one who never...
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends,
and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Two plumbers are being credited with saving a grandmother's life after she was attacked by a swarm of bees in her home in California. Diosdado San Roque and his partner at Happy Plumbing were leaving a job in a Santee neighborhood when they saw two people outside of a home trying to wave down help. "We saw two people spraying bug spray, one woman pouring rubbing alcohol on her head," said San Roque. Kyle Ritchie, who lives in the home, says the mother-in-law went out to take the trash but was chased back in by a swarm of bees. When he ran out to the front yard, where his wife's grandmother, Juana, had been napping, he found her covered with bees. As Ritchie and his mother-in-law were trying to get help, Juana was in serious danger. She was leaning against a car completely mobbed by bees when the two plumbers stepped in. "That's somebody's grandma, somebody's mother. I just wanted to do the right thing and step up," San Roque said. "She spoke in Spanish, letting me know she feels like she's going to faint. Right then, I saw her whole body start to collapse." Video from the plumber's van shows San Roque catch Juana before her head hit the ground. He tried to drag her away from the bees while swatting them off of her. His partner helped by spraying the insects with a fire extinguisher. Still, the bees were relentless. In a desperate move to save Juana, San Roque and his partner drew the bees away from her and into their van, where San Roque was stung dozens of times. They circled back as deputies and fire crews arrived with a helicopter, which used its strong winds to clear out the bees. Shortly after the incident, the plumbers got a call from 911 dispatch. They said, "We saved Juana's life," San Roque said. "It just uplifted me. I'm glad we were there at the right time." Juana was stung hundreds of times and had a severe reaction, but is recovering, according to Ritchie. The family thanked the plumbers on Facebook, calling their actions selfless. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
You know, you had to be alive during this age, Kayla, because it was like this movie, like Staying Alive was the second one, I believe. But the first one with John Travolta was just amazing. And I used to strut down the street to this music
of
in my...
I can just imagine. I can imagine young John at the roller skating rink with like a throw.
I was, too.
In some tight
group
slacks, some tight slacks, and like a flare arm shirt.
No, it was more of like short shorts and like a half t-shirt.
Oh, even perfect. Oh, wow.
That was the 70s and 80s. So, but, you know, it's amazing, though. That's not the only bee story. There are other ones out there as well. And, you know, every time you said that woman's name, grandma's name, I couldn't get that movie out of my head.
What movie?
Her name was Juana, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was a movie where a guy wanted to play basketball. I think it was one of the Whalen brothers, and he wanted to play basketball, Whalen so he dressed himself up as a woman.
That was Juana Man.
Juana Man.
Yeah, Juana Man.
Some, you know, well, that's what I kept thinking with her name. But, you know, bees, though, I mean, you know, you don't want to tamper around when they've got a hive.
That story is terrifying. I am terrified of bugs with stingers, and I don't want to tell you I don't like saying it out loud. I don't know what it feels like to be stung with a bug by a stinger.
You never have been stung by a bee?
I hate saying that out loud because I just had a nightmare last night that I was stung by a wasp and like its stinger was stuck in my arm. And
I just got stung. I stuck my hand into a hive that when I was pulling weeds and I didn't know there was a hive in there. So I got stung a couple of times on my arm.
That's so terrifying.
You know what works though to get the stinger out and to take away the pain?
Huh.
Mud.
Mud?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you get mud, that was like my grandma and my mom told me when I was a kid, and they would just go out in the yard. It's hard to find mud here because we're made of sand where we do the show in Florida, and it doesn't work as well. You want to actually find mud, wet it down, of course, and then put the mud pack on the stinger, and it draws the stinger right out. I guess what it is that when the mud starts to dry, you know how it starts to, and then it starts to come together, and that's what draws the stinger out. It's pretty amazing, and you don't gotta pay anything for it.
when I was little, me and my little brother were on, what do they call those? We used to call them teeter totters, but that's not what it is. Seesaw, right?
It is a teeter totter.
Teeter totter.
Oh, okay. But it's also a seesaw.
Seesaw, yeah. Same thing.
I think teeter totter is just like the nickname.
Depends on where you live.
Yeah, okay. So my little brother and I were on one, and we were probably like, if I was 7, he's a year and a half younger than me. So we're on one. And as I was at the, you know, ground level and he was up in the air, I saw that there was like a beehive under his side. I freaked out and jumped off of it.
Oh.
So then he slammed, like his side slammed.
I'm sure the bees didn't like that either.
No, they stung his belly button. But I was running. My mom was like, why would you leave him at the park?
I can't believe you've never been stung by a bee.
Oh, my God. Now you know, saying it out
loud. Now you know what to do if you get stung.
In my dream.
But the same thing with your dog or your cat or anything, too. If they get stung and you know where the stinger is, where they got bit, you put some mud on there.
My dog is so playful, and she scares me because she'll see a wasp or a bee and wants to, like, try to catch it with her mouth.
Yeah, that's not too good.
No.
I've never done that myself, so...
But in my dream, I had the stinger in the back of my arm, and I was like, well, it's a wasp. It stung me. It's going to die. And somebody was like, oh, no, that's bees. Wasps can keep stinging you. And I was like, but its stinger is in my arm.
Well, I want to thank Brandon for joining us from A&E Hoarders. Also, you can watch the show on A&E, but you can watch it on Netflix as well. In this day and age, who does not have Netflix, it seems like?
Right.
Probably one of the richest companies out
there. I didn't realize they were still making new episodes.
Yeah. No, he's been doing it a long time.
Okay.
So you can check it out there, but you can always check us out at TalkinPets.com. You can find Jasmine at...
JasmineTheDogTrainer.com.
And Kayla's Creations, you can find them...
On your website.
On my website, but they need to call for them. So check them out. They're really cool. She's got pens and everything else, and they're all... animal friendly and all, so and their keychains and stuff, so check them out. Once again, you are listening to Talking Pets, and thanks for joining us in this hour. We'll talk to you again soon, same pet time, same pet channel.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.